This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we're approaching from the grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand this night in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we get out of the way that you may have your way here today, tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, I make you crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps in the name of Jesus. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you in advance for answering prayers, honoring requests, forgiving us of our sins, putting in the seal of forgiveness here this night and forevermore in Jesus' name. Oh, Heavenly Father, right now, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. I thank you for being on top of the ground, not on top of us. I thank you for extending grace, mercy, and love upon each and every one of us, bind us together in one heart, one mind, and one accord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open it up to the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 7. And we're also going to be looking at 1 John, chapter 3, verse 4. And the word of God reads in Galatians, chapter 6, verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. 1 John, chapter 3, verse 4 says, whosoever committed sin, transgresseth, commits lawlessness against the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. My brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, I ask that you pray for us and with us as we bring forth the word. We want to talk about disobedience to God always bring costly consequences. Disobedience to God always bring costly consequences. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, the God that we serve is a God that neither slumber nor sleep. He's a God that sits high but look low, knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, God is good and worthy to be praised. As we see here in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 7, it says, be not deceived that God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. A lot of times we casually read God's word, and we don't consider the depth and the meat of the matter. God is not like man. God means what he says, and he says what he means. His word is already established. It's been established in heaven as well as here on earth. And what a man soweth, that shall he reap also. My brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look around in 2021, we see even in our daily walk with the Lord and all around us how things is happening quicker than ever before. From our daily walk with the Lord to the political arena, as well as all areas of life. We see that what a man sows, he will also reap. You may get away with something for a while, but give it time. Time will always expose what is really going on. Here we see in the scriptures, it says in 1 John 3, verse 4, whosoever committed sin, transgress or commit lawlessness against the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. So, beloved, everyone who sins is indulging in unlawful behavior, because sin is, in fact, lawlessness. Disobedience to God and God's word will always bring costly consequences in one's life. Just like whether saved or unsaved, we are not immune to troubles. It's the same way on a spiritual level. What we sow, we shall reap. And sometime with very costly consequences. Beloved, disobedience brings a whole variety of consequences in one's life, such as spiritual, physical, emotional, and mental consequences. Yes, sin is based entirely on plain disobedience or rebellion. Disobedience is refusing to do what God has commanded or doing what God has forbidden. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening in. When we talk about disobedience to God and to his word, disobedience is refusing to do what God has commanded or doing what God has forbidden. The Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth, is our spiritual manual that we should read each and every day of our lives. And not only read it, meditate on God's word and see what the word of God has to say about whatever is happening in our lives and at a given moment. The scriptures, the word of God has the answer. We must search the scriptures by ourselves. Child of God, remember that Satan is the author of confusion, disobedience. The Bible says in John 10:10, the thief only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So we know the author of confusion, of rebellion, hallelujah, of disobedience is the devil. The Bible says the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. So as people of God in 2021, 21. We are witnessing before our very eyes how people's lives are being destroyed, immorality, crimes, and other sinful activities. You see, before I go any further, I have to explain to you what sin does. Sin takes you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. But in the end, sin will collect its wedges, and the wedges of sin is death. It can be death physically as well as spiritually, morally as well as immoral. Hallelujah. So believers in Christ, God's will for us is that we remain obedient to him by keeping his word found in the word of God, the Bible, so that we can peacefully and joyfully enjoy all of his blessings, his many blessings through Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. So we, as born-again believers of Christ, we have to make sure each and every day to watch and pray, live a life that is pleasing to God. People of God, disobedient, again, it will bring a wide variety of consequences, such as spiritual consequences, physical consequences, emotional consequences, and mental consequences. If you notice, disobedience covers a whole lot of area. When we look at spiritual consequences, it relates to separation from God and being in union with Satan, the devil. So it's very important as born-again believers that we make a quality decision on a daily basis to have our mind made up, have our heart set, that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. Yes, one of the worst form of consequences that can ever fallen upon people is the spiritual consequences, because it determines where they will spend their eternity. You know, time is not like it once was. People, even today, believe that they have time. Well, I stop by to let you know that this world is decaying at a rapid rate. Darkness and wickedness is running rapid throughout the land. So we, as born-again believers of Christ, have to always consider where to stand with God in this world that we are living in. Yes, the Bible says that Jesus Christ is coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. Meanwhile, between now and the time that we are raptured to go home to be with the Lord, during that time of still here on planet Earth, we have to walk in accordance with the word of God have instructed us to do. We are called out people to be different from those that are in the world. So spiritually, we have to make sure that we are in sync with our relationship with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all three agreeing as one. We have to always live with a mindset of knowing that we are in this world, but we're not of it. We're only passing through. So think on these things that are above, looking onto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. So when we're talking about spiritual consequences, it's something that's very, very important for each and every individual on this earth to consider. Where will I spend eternity? Yes, Jesus spoke on a heaven. He also spoke about a hell. There is no such place as purgatory. There is no such place as, hallelujah, going into a waiting place. No, you're either going to wind up once your eyes are closed, once your number is pulled, once your life is gone. You'll wake up somewhere, either in heaven that Jesus talked about, or you'll wake up in hell. There's no middle ground, but the choice is yours. Even now in 2021, even now during this pandemic that is still here, that we are living in, God wants you to come back in right standing with him. He wants you to be serious about your relationship, about getting back in right standing with him. Jesus provided the way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the type of God that we serve. The God that loves us. He hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. That's why it's very important for you to get back in right standing with him. I'm not here to judge you. I'm only here to inform you on what the word is saying. Thank you, Jesus. The next consequences that we want to talk about is emotional consequences, which relates to sadness and hurt. Disobedience can ruin the very person God wants us to be, or wants you to be. Each and every individual, we have to make a choice whether to accept the gift that God has presented or to reject it. Salvation is free, but it'll cost you your whole life. It'll cost you, but it'd be worth it, because God promised he's preparing a place for those that will endure all the way to the end. Moreover, when it comes to emotional consequences, it relates to sadness and hurt, to the physical as well as the spiritual. Disobedience can ruin the very person God wants you to be. Moreover, disobedience can inflict so much emotional pain on you to the extent that you become a slave to bitterness, anger, unforgiveness, and so forth. Yes, we must deal with our emotions, because we know that sometimes our feelings can play a game on us. Sometimes our feelings will get hurt when people rub us the wrong way, or things are unexpectedly, they are death in the family with experience. Or maybe you were at a job and without no reason, without even considering you, they gave you your pay slip and said, "It's over. The job is finished." Yes, my brothers and sisters, there'll be times when we have to deal with hurt. There'll be times when sadness will grab us. There'll be times when things that we have been believing in will not manifest itself. But through it all, whatever it is, remember this. Hebrews 13, verse 5, to be closing the verse. God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's with us through it all. He's with us through the good as well as the bad, through the pain and the suffering. God promised never to leave us nor forsake us. So emotional pain can grab us so instantly that it makes us become a slave to bitterness, anger, unforgiveness, and so forth. So these areas of our lives, we must cast all our cares upon God because he cared for us. As in the build up, help us to overcome in all areas of our lives. Next thing we want to deal with, talk about, is mental disobedience. Has to do with the fact that sin burdens the conscience of men. It corrupts and it cripples people's judgment. It has a stronghold on the memory and it fester the free will. Consequently, there will be no peace for those who are living in sin, no matter what they may say. Yes, mental disobedience, it will cripple you. Your judgment will be off. Your conscience will be haunted. There's memories that will sneak up and try to bind you up. Bind you up in things that you once had let go. It will fester with your free will. Consequently, there is no peace for those who are living in sin, no matter what they may say. Bible says, the answer's for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, making your request known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Physical consequences. It relates to bad things that can happen to us physically, or our lives can end tragically. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we have to take care of our body, because our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We have to eat right. We have to sleep right. Get the right amount of sleep each and every day. We have to make sure that physically we do what we must in order to keep ourselves healthy, in order to keep ourselves going on a regimen that suffices for us on an individual basis. Remember this, that disobedience to God always brings costly consequences relating back to Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So it's very important, brothers and sisters in Christ, for us to, each and every day of our life, to walk, you know, our lifestyle must agree with the way that we are walking. Our audio has to line up. Our video has to line up with our audio in order to live a life that is pleasing to God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you see, life is a matter of reaping what you sow. So often, we reap far more than what we have sown. Despite everything that sin has to offer, the misleading pleasure that we may experience are not worth the price that we have to pay eventually. Yes, this is bear to be repeated. Brothers and sisters in Christ, life as we know it in 2021, it is a matter of reaping what you sow. So oftentimes we reap far more than what we have sown. Despite everything that sin has to offer, the deceptive, misleading pleasure that we may experience are not worth the price that we have to pay eventually. Yes, when we look around in the world, Bible says the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, they are all intimate towards God. They are enemies of God. Either you're living for God or you're living for yourself and the world. Either you're walking the straight and narrow or you're walking the wide and broad. That brings us to destruction. Choice is yours. We must make a choice each and every day of our lives. So, beloved, our disobedience to God can significantly affect our ability to witness to others about Christ. Yes, people is watching your life. If you say you're a Christian, you have a bullseye on you. Your neighbor's watching. The people all around you is watching in your neighborhood as well as in your community. So child of God, remember that God in all of his holiness and righteousness, he hates disobedience. So we, as his children, let us live a life that is pleasing in his eyesight. Let us live a life that lines up with the word of God each and every day of our life. Let us live a life that when others look upon us, they'll be able to say, there go a man or woman of God, because they are different from what the world has to offer. Remember, disobedience to God and his word always brings costly consequences in our lives. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him. Yes, the God that we serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, looks upon our lives with, hallelujah, looks upon our lives each and every day to make sure that we are living a life that is in alignment with the will of God for us. God has not taken people rebellion against him very lightly. People of God, the devil is fully aware of God's complete hatred towards disobedience, since he has been with God from the beginning. So therefore, he knows what God loves and what God hates. He once was in heaven. He was kicked out because of rebellion. Him and a third of the angels that landed here on planet Earth. So the devil, he's out to try to get each and every believer of Christ to turn back to where God has delivered, from where God has delivered us from, those strongholds that once had us bound up, tied up, tangled up in myths. Yes, God is the one that can turn things around in our favor. Bible says in Romans 8, verse 28, for we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. So believe in Christ. When you disobey God, the message you have conveyed, have taken, is that his word is not important to you. Yes?
I've been through so much in my life. Tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Love me, oh yes, my Jesus, he loves me, oh yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible
says so. Amen. Good and worthy to be praised. And again, tonight we are talking about disobedience to God always bringing costly consequences. We just hope and pray for those that are listening in. Amen. And the word of God is blessing you. tonight. We just praise the Lord. A lot of times we want to talk about obedience to God. We bring forth blessings. But we also ask to talk about disobedience and the result of what disobedience brings. It brings forth costly consequences in our lives. We just hope and pray whatever you believe in God for. We come in complete agreement with you concerning the will of God for your life. God, with all his mercy and grace and love, he have extended his grace, mercy, and love upon our lives. And we are still here in the land of living. And we are grateful for every opportunity that we get to bring forth his word through the use of this internet. Amen. Because it is a tool that God allows us to use to lift up that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. So again, tonight we are talking about disobedience to God always brings costly consequences. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because what a man or woman soweth, they shall reap. It's a law that is already established, a principle that is already set. Amen. God's word will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall abide forever and ever. So believer in Christ, when you disobey God, the message you convey is that his word is not important to you, because you will simply do what you want to do, regardless of what God's word says concerning your life. Yes, it is your choice. You see, these kind of evil tendencies really creates an environment that God can no longer operate into, especially into your life. As a child of God, once was on fire for him, now you have slid back in a backslidden condition. So your sinful attitude literally quenches the Holy Spirit that abides in your life. Take this into consideration now. Whenever God is dishonored in my life, your life, then someone else received the honor. And we know that someone is the devil. Again, the devil goes as a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. Satan knows that his lifespan on earth is slowly coming to an end, to where he will be bound up and cast into a bottomless pit for 1,000 years. So, beloved, remember when you allow yourself to be placed in a sinful condition, sin will then harden people's heart and make them very selfish, because it's all about what they want. You see, when you allow yourself to live in sin, there is no doubt that you are out of control. And because of this, you are rendered as being useless in the eyes of God. God desires to use somebody that is clean, that is willing to follow the instruction that he has given. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Yes, child of God, when we fall short and we don't repent of our sin, we give Satan the opportunity to dominate every area of our lives and to hold us captive as long as he wants to, so that we can no longer be used effectively for the kingdom of God. So Satan will hold us captive as long as he can, so that we can lose everything that God has in store for us. Consequently, we lose our spiritual appetite, and we become disengaged as well in the things of God. That hunger for God that we once had, it begins to dry up. We begin to be led by our fleshly desire of our fleshly desire of the carnal nature. So, beloved, we can no longer serve God, and we can no longer worship him in the beauty of holiness. People of God, God's love is infinitely greater than our disobedience. But we, as God's children, God has provided us as his child, that if we fall short, we can come back and right stand with him. Because the Bible says in 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So remember that God does hate sin all the way to the core. However, God loves the sinner. He loves, he hates sin, but he loves the sinner, man, woman, boy, girl, surely because of a sinful disposition that we have within us, which arouses us to continue to do the very thing that God hates. When we allow sin to creep in and we give the devil the license to, again, the right to come in our lives and cause distraction and cause sin to be let in, that's why we have to watch and pray. That's why we got to make sure each and every day, before we even get started, to examine ourselves, to make sure that we're in the faith, to prove our own self that we are in right standing with God. If there's any area in our life that we know is not right, that we know is not fixed up, we need to bring it to God's attention and ask him to help us, to deliver us of whatever is trying to attach themselves, uncleanliness that is trying to attach itself in our lives. Bible says that if we confess, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, once we are delivered, once God delivers us and put in the sea of forgiveness, cast off sin and covered with the blood of Jesus, it is for us not to return to that particular sin again. Yes, beloved, it is true that God loves the sinner. However, the sinner is liable to respond to God's love by extending to him or her through God's grace. Yes, the grace of God has been placed here on earth. Grace and mercy have been given. God, each and every day, he extends to us benefits. But there'll come a time, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that's why the Bible says that we hear God's voice, harden not our heart, because we are not promised tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Tonight is the night to get it right with God. Tonight is the night to come back in right standing with him. Tonight is the night to repent of our sins and place it in God's hand to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, once that happened and God had forgiven him, placed him in the sea of forgiveness and gave us a clean slate after we realized that hallelujah, we needed a Savior, after we realized at the foot of the cross and let God know how sorry we are for the sins that we have committed and that we have totally and completely surrendered all to him. Only then can we be set free. Only then can a new life start within us. Bible says after we repent of our sin and we get and we walk in right standing with God, God will lead and guide us in a place of worship, a place where the word of God is being preached and not watered down, where the word of God is being taught that will bring us to that place of growing in him. Bible says in Hebrews 11:1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Goes down a little bit further and says in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So everything we get from God is by faith. Salvation is by faith. Healing is by faith. Verity is by faith. Hallelujah. Everything good comes from God. And it all comes to us by faith. A question may be asked tonight. How can this be done or happen? Well, by the sinner, whether a man, woman, boy, or girl, when we take full responsibility for our own sin through the means of coming to God, so that his or her sin can be forgiven based on what Jesus did on the cross. The Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When we come to God, when we repent of our sin, and we give our life to Christ, hallelujah, then we become a born-again believer. We take on a new man. Bible says, and hallelujah, before that, we make a confession of faith and a belief. Based on Romans 10:9-10, says we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, for with our heart we believe on the righteousness with our mouth, confession is made unto salvation. After this is done, then we start our walk with the Lord. Our old man is gone, and our new man has come alive spiritually. A new birth took place in our lives. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new in the spirit realm. We still have to deal with the flesh, but because of the Spirit of God that abides within us, the Bible says that we abide in him, and he abides in us. We shall ask what we will, and it shall be done of our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. In other words, we have to walk in obedience to what the Word of God is saying, not in disobedience. Disobedience brings forth corruption. Disobedience brings forth the carnality in our lives. But once we give our life to Christ and we walk in obedience to what God's Word is saying, then the blessings of the Lord can be loosed forth upon our lives. So people of God, the good news is that God certainly admires when a sinner is honest with himself or herself by being willing to acknowledge him or her sin, sinfulness, again, by confessing them to God. Yes, beloved, God gives us his word in order to protect us from the terrible consequences of disobedience. Because we know that disobedience, how they will bring forth disobedience to God, always bring forth costly consequences. So brothers and sisters in Christ, let us look at the cost of being obedient. You see, obedience will cost you something in order for you to obey God. The direct cost of obedience is to surrender all to him. The cost and reward of obedience, beloved, your obedience to God is very important in your walk with him on a daily basis, because God requires our obedience, just as any good father does. Here we see in the book of John, or chapter 14, verse 15, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. This is Jesus speaking. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. People of God, everyone the Father calls to himself by his Spirit through the gospel, putting their trust, they put their trust in Christ. And true faith always bears the fruit of love and of good works. So believers in Christ, we are justified, set apart from our own obedience previously, precisely to become obedient sons and daughters in God's worldwide family. We've been grafted into the beloved family of God. Beloved, when you sin as a child of God, you have an advocate by the name of Jesus Christ the righteous, who's sitting in the right hand of the Father in heaven interceding for you and I. Here the Bible says in 1 John 1 verse 9, that if we fall short as a born-again believer and we done missed the mark, or we have sinned, it says when we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So people of God, all of us who are united to Christ, seek to live more and more in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to bear the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, gentleness, peace, kindness, patience, and self-control. There are two things for us to always bear in mind. The Word of God says in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, it says, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, neither we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Beloved, we all are filled with the Spirit of God, but in various degrees. So we all are called to be filled more and more with the Holy Spirit by studying God's word and even singing melodies in our hearts to one another. So child of God, God, from the secure position of knowing that you are baptized by the Spirit into Christ, as much as every other believer, press on to be filled with the Holy Spirit by making use of God's means of grace. You see, the word, especially as it is preached, prayed, and sung in the assembly of other believers, especially on the Lord's Day, which is every day, we must yield to the leadership of the Holy Spirit which prompts us rather than to our own selfish desire. The word says, them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Beloved, your obedience to God is very important because obedience always brings blessing. Luke 11, verse 28 says, but he said more than that, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Child of God, the Lord's simple requests often serve as stepping stone to life's most beautiful and wonderful blessing. Consider three reasons why obedience is very critical to the success in our Christian life. Obeying God in small matters is an essential step in receiving God's greatest blessing. Often, beloved, God's greatest blessing comes as a result of our willingness to do something that appears very insignificant. Always remember this, also, that our obedience always benefit others. God sometimes will reward others, in particular those who are in our immediate close circle as a result of our obedience to him. God's call to obedience always requests our response. So believers in Christ, when you choose to obey the Lord, he will bless you. This is because obedience leads to blessing. Yes, beloved, obedience is required to partner with God. Your obedience is the key to God's work in your life. We just hope and pray through the reading through the message here tonight that you have gotten blessed, that you have gotten to the place of repentance. If you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, this is the hour to get right with him. This is the hour to quit putting off today for tomorrow. Because tomorrow you're not promised. Today is a day of salvation. Ask the Lord to come into your life. Repent of your sin. Get right with him so that you can experience obedience rather than disobedience. Remember, disobedience results in deadly and costly consequences in negative way, but obedience will bring forth blessings into your life this night and forevermore. We just hope and pray there was something that was said tonight that have blessed you, that you will consider to put into practice each and every day of your life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you'd like to get in contact with us, amen, you can reach us here in the Lafayette, Louisiana area. Praise the Lord. You can reach us at Bustin' Loose and Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, you can reach us at Bustin' Loose and Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. God keep you. Have a beautiful, safe, awesome weekend. God's willing, Jesus Terry, we'll meet again on Tuesday. God bless. Pray for us as we pray